Back to Human, How Great Leaders Create Connection in the Age of Isolation by Dan Shaw-Bell. Modern technologies have impacted our workplaces in ways that would have been impossible just a decade ago. Instant messaging, digital platforms, and video conferencing have completely changed how, when, and where we work. A Gallup survey found that over a third of the entire U.S. workforce has worked remotely. Robotics and artificial intelligence have supercharged our productivity at the cost of replacing tasks and even eliminating full-time jobs from our economy. Our devices offer many incredible benefits, including real-time interactions, efficiencies in workflow, creation of new ideas, and access to resources. At the same time, those devices have disrupted our relationships and made our workplaces more dysfunctional. Instead of strong bonds, we have weak ties. Instead of productive meetings, we have distractions. Technology has created an illusion that today's workers are highly connected to one another, when in reality, most feel isolated from their colleagues. What they crave most, and what research increasingly shows to be the hallmark of the highest performing workplace cultures, is a sense of authentic connection with others. To be fulfilled at work, committed to our teams, and happy, we need to focus on building deeper relationships with the people around us. A few researchers have studied the correlation between the loneliness that isolated employees feel and their commitment to their teams. The consensus is that having work friends and team camaraderie can make a huge difference in job performance, loyalty to employers, and employees' overall well-being. It's possible to address the hidden emotional need that makes us more human and less machine, not by discounting technology altogether, but by using it to propel our careers. When you master self-connection, promote team connection, and build organizational connection, you can be the leader your organization desperately needs. Let's start with how to master self-connection. A key part of that is to focus on fulfillment. We all share the basic human needs to connect deeply with others, to feel loved, and to matter. By meeting these needs, we will be happier and more fulfilled, and, therefore, more productive and successful in our teams. Being a leader is about creating fulfillment for yourself and your team, and when you do, true magic at work happens. There are five key factors you need to focus on to ensure that you're living a happy, well-balanced, and meaningful life. First is connection. A strong connection to your teammates makes work more meaningful and enjoyable. The lack of it makes work feel like a chore and creates the silos that eliminate creativity and innovation. Second is values. Your values are reflected in your actions, so the more you demonstrate them, the more you internalize them. Third is purpose. Think hard about your personal story up until right now and about the thread that connects the decisions you've made. Fourth is openness. Many people fear change because it's unpredictable, but as a leader, you need to be open to it. Instead of keeping company secrets, confide in your team so that you can build trust. Being open is also about expressing your true feelings instead of holding back. Fifth is accomplishment. This is not only something we desire, but also the emotional feeling we have when something is finished. If you want to be more accomplished, set more goals and make sure they're attainable. Another way to master self-connection is to optimize your productivity. Today, text messages and emails are competing for our time with human connections, and the technology is winning big time. Several studies show that the average office worker receives more than 100 emails per day. Relying too much on technology inhibits our ability to connect and get things done. That said, technology can be our greatest ally if we use it appropriately. There are ways to use technology to bring us together so we can get our work done in the quickest, most efficient way possible. For example, use a conference room booking system to lock in a time and place for your team to talk about an important project. You can use search engines to quickly answer basic questions. That will save you and your team from having long, unnecessary discussions about them. Use video conferencing to connect remote employees so they get to see one another, even though they aren't physically with the rest of the team. To optimize productivity, procrastinate less. Whenever you're working on a project, it's always helpful to break it down into smaller tasks. When you do that, the overall project becomes less daunting and more manageable, which makes it harder to procrastinate. Also, resist perfectionism. Perfectionism is a weakness disguised as a strength. We think that being perfect will make us more productive and successful at work, but striving for it depletes our time, causes anxiety, and makes us unhappy. Perfectionism doesn't work in the fast-paced world we live in. If you move slowly at work, another worker who's willing to work smarter and faster will replace you. Finally, stop multitasking. Dozens of neuroscience studies prove that our brains don't do tasks simultaneously. The best way to keep from wasting a bunch of time trying to multitask is to become an expert at prioritizing your workload so you're always focused on the right project at the right time instead of on multiple projects all at once. Start by not saying yes to everything people ask of you, because there is truly no way to manage everything at the same time. Instead, focus on what's most important and delegate the rest to your teammates. Now let's talk about how to create team connection. A great way to do this is to promote diverse ideas. Today, diversity includes race, ethnicity, age, and sex, but also socioeconomic status, worldviews, and life experiences. It would be impossible to create a workforce made up of a perfect representation of every conceivable demographic. But there's one type of diversity that is achievable. This is called diverse ideas. Focusing on people's experiences, mindsets, and viewpoints effectively incorporates diversity in all its forms. To effectively manage diversity, hire unconventional candidates. Don't just look at candidates' accomplishments and where they went to school. Ask about their passions, who and what most influenced them, and their interests outside of work. Create a safe space. Having a safe environment in which people feel comfortable interacting and sharing their perspectives is what makes a team successful and more productive than others. Those feelings of safety and security reduce employees' stress and encourage them to share their ideas. Successful leaders encourage people to share their ideas in different ways. Senior Marketing Director Patricia Rollins dedicates a few minutes of every team call to thinking through what's working and what's not. She says, quote, "I encourage one get fired idea, something that's really out of the box thinking, to help transform our roles. I then assign a lead to that idea to get it executed," end quote. Creating team connection can also happen by embracing open collaboration. How we collaborate and network within our teams has evolved over the past decade, and we now rely to a much greater extent on technology for both activities. Today, you can have a video conference with teammates and coworkers in a dozen different countries without even leaving your office, or bedroom for that matter. Giving your employees a choice of where and how to work is critical to ensuring that they're comfortable, feel supported, and are in a creative environment. Research shows that a growing percentage of workers are willing to make less money in exchange for this flexibility. But while working remotely gives us freedom of choice, it also tends to separate us from the relationships that make business function properly. When you don't have true human interaction, you lose some of the humanity that makes collaboration meaningful, fun, and exciting. Leaders who focus only on results will be ineffective if they disregard the relationships that are required to achieve those results. In-person relationships are much stronger than virtual ones. Here are some ways to promote a culture of open communication in your team. Make everyone on your team commit to being open and accessible. The best way to do this is to set ground rules up front for people to agree on. For instance, if you have an office, you should have an open-door policy that encourages any team member to stop by and share an idea or issue without repercussions. Also, champion real-time feedback. Research shows that employees want feedback regularly. Get your team comfortable with providing more frequent feedback. This starts with you. If one of your teammates shares a new idea in a meeting in an off-putting tone, talk to him afterward and explain that although the idea was great, there are better ways of communicating it. Let's move on to how to build organizational connection. One of the best ways to do this is to hire for personality. Because the pace of business is constantly speeding up, and companies are always looking for ways to save money, many are using technology to lower the cost of recruiting talent and increase the number of people they can reach. While these companies tout how much money they're saving by doing their interviewing by phone or video, they don't seem to realize that neither of those approaches can ever replace in-person interviews, in which you actually meet people, see their body language, and observe how they handle themselves. Those approaches are missing the critical emotional connections and personality traits that will help you hire the best possible candidate. Because relationships are the cornerstone of a healthy workplace, shouldn't we put more emphasis on personality when recruiting new employees? It's challenging to work with someone we don't like, but it's exciting to work with someone who has a great personality that meshes well with our own. Hard skills are important, but they can be learned on the job. It's the soft, intangible skills that are so valuable to creating a team that thrives. They're also the ones that technology has a difficult time assessing. When you're hiring for your team, there are 5 personality traits that you should look for. First is confidence. When you're confident, you know what you're doing and how to convey your knowledge to others. Ask candidates, what was an obstacle you overcame in a previous job? The answer to this question lets you know about the candidate's ability to push through failure and the challenges that naturally happen in any work situation. Second is attitude. You want to hire employees who have a positive attitude because they tend to boost the morale of everyone around them and motivate their team members to perform better. Ask candidates, when have you admitted to your teammates that you made a mistake and how did you manage it? Candidates with a positive attitude will hold themselves accountable and tend not to make excuses or point a finger at others. Third is professionalism. The most obvious signs of professionalism are punctuality at the interview and the candidate's basic manners. Ask candidates, give me an example of a situation in which you had a conflict with a team member, and describe how you handled yourself. The answer to this question will give you a sense of how candidates handle their emotions during a tough situation. Fourth is likability. In the workplace, likable people somehow manage to bring out the best version of you. They also have a competitive advantage because they tend to get promoted more quickly and build strong relationships, which leads to new opportunities. Ask candidates, who has been a great mentor to you, and how was that manifested? The answer to this question will give you some clues about the candidate's relationships. Likeable candidates typically attract better mentors and describe those relationships in a more positive way. Fifth is curiosity. People who are curious about their own potential and are willing to try new tasks and roles are better able to adapt to change, challenge themselves, and grow as team members. Ask candidates, do you have any questions about the position or the company? People who don't ask good questions, or any at all, won't be the type of employee you want because they won't push boundaries or challenge the status quo. Organizational connection also relies on engaging employees. According to Gallup, about 2/3 of employees are disengaged at work. Part of the problem is that technology, the very things that are supposed to connect us to our teammates, often ends up making us feel even lonelier. And in social isolation, both strong personal relationships and corporate culture suffer. Countless research studies and conversations with leaders show that employee engagement comes down to 4 factors: happiness, belonging, purpose, and trust. As a leader, if you can nurture these factors, you'll increase the likelihood that your teammates will stay productive, fulfilled, and committed to your goals. Have a serious conversation about work-life balance to show employees that you care about their personal lives and not just their work performance. Do a random act of kindness, like ordering lunch for everyone on a day other than Friday, to show that you care about them. Spend time with your employees, get to know them better, and ask how you can create a better work experience for them. Promote belongingness by scheduling social events, having team lunches, and creating an environment where people feel safe to share information about their personal lives. Hold more meetings that include your whole team so that all feel their voices are being heard and their needs are being met. Connect purpose to the work. Bring in a customer who has been personally affected by your team's work so that your employees can hear and see the impact of their efforts. Don't just assign work. Make sure your teammates know why they're doing it and how it will be used to support your organization, your customers, or even the world. Establish and maintain trust. Be transparent with your team, letting them know what's really on your mind while keeping corporate speak to a minimum. Admit your mistakes. That makes you seem more human and trustworthy and will make it easier for others to admit their mistakes. Keep your promises so that people know they can always count on you. Leading with empathy is also crucial to creating organizational connection. Empathy is the ability to understand someone's feelings as if they were our own, in many cases because we've actually had them. Empathy is the most important ingredient in successful, long-term relationships with your teammates, family, and friends. MIT professor Sherry Turkle explains that technology prevents us from learning how to be empathetic. Quote, "It's not some silly causal effect that if you text, you have less empathy. It's that you're not getting practice in the stuff that gives you empathy." End quote. To train yourself in how to lead with empathy, take small steps. Set aside time to speak to one of your teammates. At the beginning of the conversation, just ask how they're feeling. This is an easy, low-stress, direct way of starting an emotional conversation. There's a big difference between asking, "How are you doing?" and "How are you feeling?" The word "feeling" elicits emotion, whereas "doing" is more activity-based. Your goal is to get closer to being open instead of using technology to check in. If you aren't comfortable with the word "feeling," that's okay. The point is to ask questions that elicit honest answers, questions that can't be answered with "fine." If the individual is not interested in engaging in empathetic conversations, whether they're about sexual harassment or death in the family, don't push the issue. But if employees decide to open up to you, listen wholeheartedly. In the not-too-distant future, robots may bring you your morning coffee and brush your teeth for you, but you'll still have a heart, a soul, and a mind, and so will the people who work for and with you. The essential qualities that you'll need to be an effective leader, such as empathy, openness, and vision, can't be outsourced to machines. For that reason, as leaders, we need to get back to human and become the masters of technology instead of the other way around. So put your phone down, turn off your notifications, and get offline. There's no going back in time, but there is going back to human. Make every interaction count every day, every hour, and every minute. Back to Human: How Great Leaders Create Connection in the Age of Isolation, by Dan Shawbell, copyright 2018 by Dan Shawbell, has been summarized by permission of the publisher, DeCapo Press, Hachette Book Group.